been, in the past anyways, you've been highly criticized for writing about taking shots deemed unethical by the NBEF and other bow hunting writers. Has your opinion changed about taking long shots?
My opinion really hasn't changed about taking long shots. I'm actually an official mentor for the NBEF. A lot of people don't know that. And I also worked with Bill Wadsworth, the late originator of NBEF, one of the founding fathers. I worked with him to come up with some of the current language in NBEF literature on shooting distance. And so when people say that, you know, I'm counter to the NBEF, which I still hear once in a while, not a lot, I just try to set them straight because I've been a strong fan of NBEF and I've worked with those folks for quite a few years, and they asked me a number of years ago to be an official mentor, so obviously I'm in their court. I guess my feeling about shooting distance in a nutshell is this. Some people earn the right to shoot farther than other people because they work harder at becoming good shots. And, you know, if you don't feel that you need to shoot beyond 20 or 25 yards and never practice beyond 20 or 25 yards, that's fine. But I know people who weigh every arrow that they hunt with and keep those arrows well inside the tolerances from the factory. I know people who are such fanatics about bow tuning that they can shoot 2-inch groups at 20 yards with arrows that don't even have fletching on them and broadheads on the tip. I know people who are so dangerous at longer range with their bows that I sure wouldn't want them shooting at me because I know I'd be dead every time. And so I think everybody needs to think about what their own personal sure kill capabilities are at a particular distance and not knock somebody else who might be a really good shot. The late great Fred Bear made no bones about shooting at animals with his recurve bow and no sights out to 60 yards or more. Saxton Pope and Art Young collaborated on, I think it's still the fourth biggest grizzly bear in Pope and Young, which they shot on a museum permit in Yellowstone Park. And they killed that bear, if memory serves me right, at around 70 yards with their old longbows. And so I find it really ironic that today, with equipment that's really more accurate than ever before, given the sights and the laser rangefinders and the release aids, that there are bow hunters who get absolutely genuinely upset when they hear about somebody shooting beyond 30 or 35 yards. I don't quite honestly even understand that. And when you look at official Pope and Young statistics, on animals entered in that record book, it's a real eye-opener, too. For example, many of the top record book mule deer in Pope and Young were shot beyond 40 or 50 yards. Many of the Rocky Mountain goats and doll sheep and bighorn sheep and stone sheep in that record book were shot beyond 40 or 50 yards. Fred Bear shot his former world record stone sheep at 60 yards with his old recurve bow, and he made no apologies for that. He killed it dead. So I think it really boils down to what an individual person can do, and it also boils down to other factors. I think it's a mistake to just zero in on shooting distance because there are other factors just as important that I don't hear anybody ever talking about. For example, animal attitude. If a deer is wired and alert with its ears cupped ahead, if it smells a rat, you don't want to shoot at that deer even if he's 20 yards away. If there's intervening foliage that might deflect your arrow, you don't want to shoot an animal even if it's 10 yards away. If you have a clear shot at a very relaxed animal that maybe has its head buried in a bush or is lounging around with its eyes half shut, particularly if it's some species that doesn't jump the string as badly as a white-tailed deer, say a bighorn sheep, which are fairly calm by nature, why not take the shot if you know you can take it? I got some criticism for shooting my world record elk at 39 yards in the year 2000, yet when you look at the fact that a big bull elk has a chest cavity 16 inches deep, and a big white-tailed deer has a chest cavity 8 inches deep, why would somebody shoot at that 8-inch chest cavity on a white-tailed deer at 20 yards, but refrain from shooting at a target twice as big at 40 yards? Mathematically, it's the same shot, because your arrow's going to diverge at the same rate. You should be able to keep all your arrows in a white-tailed deer's vital area at 20 yards, and also keep all your arrows in the elk's vital area at 40 yards. So some of this stuff doesn't make a lot of sense to me.